Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine. She blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her. And to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant. And we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth. Ooh-wee! Ooh-wee! And the Asian women kind of smiled at me. And they looked and they bowed at me. And I bowed back. They bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table. And she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food, and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, cause my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know? So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode on. I was riding through Compton, through the hood. I went down the street in the hood. And I saw a girl. She was black and shiny like a black steel. Ooh-wee, she was so fine. She blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her her name. She said, I'm Darlene. And I found her, said, that's good. And she said, I'm in the neighborhood. And I said, I want to take you to South Central L.A. to where I live, so we can go and play. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-0, I want the girls to know. 6-5 is where I reside. So we went to the Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. We came to the house, we went in the door, we went to the bedroom, and she got in the bed, and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. Ooh-wee, she was so fine, she blew my mind. We went to sleep and woke up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. I took her back to Compton. I drove through the hood. I dropped her off on the street and I kissed her in the mouth and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode on. I went to the Manhattan Beach and I was walking on the Strand. I saw this white girl, she was suntanning on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her, and I asked her what she do. She said, I do hair, and I teach school. I said, ooh-wee, me too. So I told her I wanted to take her to South Central L.A. Go to my ride, my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We ended up in South Central L.A., 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know, 65 is where I reside. So we walked in the door. And she laid on the floor, and I started humping like I never did before. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. Blonde hair was flowing all over the spot. Oh, yeah, she was so fine. She blew my mind. She started screaming, hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. And then we went to sleep and woke, got up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride, and we rode on. I took the best in Manhattan Beach back to the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled off back to South Central LA to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Take oh. I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. I was happy. I had a good time in my place in 65 where I reside. I'm G-Money, the pimp Tommy. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G-Money, the pimp Tommy. I rock and roll, with the soul all night. I'm G-Money, the pimp Tommy. If you don't know, now you know.
To this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
And we rode to Hollywood.
And we went and sat in the very back of the bus. And Anthony sat on the side of the bus by the back door. Now, Anthony is my buddy that danced on Soul Train when he got older. So, Anthony was about 5'8". And he only weighed 100 pounds. And Anthony decided he wanted to bring his ghetto blaster. So he was listening to the radio as he was sitting there. And when we get into Hollywood, three sailors get on the bus. And two of them were white guys, and one was a black guy. So when they got to where they were getting off the bus, the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go, and the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony then let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio. Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock. And Anthony was not giving it up. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid, but he wanted that radio. And the guy punched him about 20 times in the face. Oh, 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 oh. And he hit him over and over again. And Anthony was holding on to that radio for dear life. He did not let it go. And so eventually, the guy realized that Anthony wasn't going to let the radio go. And he tried to get out the back door. And the bus driver had pulled over to the side of the street and was sitting there. The soldier was trying to get out the back door, and the bus driver wouldn't open the back door for him. In fact, I looked up at the driver, and he was looking in his rearview mirror, looking at us, looking at us. Because I guess he was thinking, well, if I don't let him off the back door, you guys can jump him. It's six of us. she was thinking that we were going to be able to jump up and attack the sailor and get even for all of the blows that the sailor gave Anthony. But like I said, we were just kids. So we just sat and watched what was going on. We didn't move. When he saw we weren't going to do anything, the bus driver eventually opened the door and let the sailor off. And the sailor jumped off the bus and was caught up with his other sailor friend. When they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. Like, Gregory, how come you didn't do anything? And I'm like, what was I gonna do? That dude was big. Plus, he's a soldier in the United States Navy. I'm not messing with him. And they said, but you had your nunchuck. But I didn't bring it to fight with anybody on the bus. Because you can't swing nunchucks on a bus. Because they're rails. You swing nunchucks and you hit the rail. So I couldn't fight with anybody on the bus with my nunchuck. Anthony was kind of disappointed because nobody would take up for him. But we told him that we weren't going to look after him, that we told him not to bring that radio, and he brought it anyway. So after that, he carried that radio proudly as we walked down the street to go to the movie. And we went to the movies. We got ice cream and pizza. And we had a good time. And then he turned the radio on while we were walking down the street, getting back on the bus to go home. We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The best time. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married, and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on, man. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on, now. I'm G-Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on, now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than you. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G-Money. Come on now. You want to see with a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G-Money. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. I can take you there. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You want to see with a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp got me. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G-Money. If I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So Just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Gerard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. Me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right. And I did it real big. And then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall. And then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care. Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for your listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show, 'cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic,
got a Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows. And my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of hell. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I had a couple of girlfriends that loved to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice, you want a race? And I go, no, I don't have no little motor in it, and it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the back in the pool. I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round. Yeah, cause that's how kids get down. Homeboy cooking barbecue on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym next to the pool. I got homeboys lifting weights and getting buffed, cause that's how we do. I like to be around a lot of women. I got women, cause that's how I get down, cooking dinners at night. And I'm feeding everybody that comes around. I'm deep money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know. And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors, and she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table, and I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colors.
colored glasses, and she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots, and afterwards she said, "Whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy." This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up and I said, "I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now." So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girls, but you need to come check me out.
I got girls all over the world, yeah.
yourself. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do.
Other girls waiting on me to
come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I'm sleeping in my car since you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you.
Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. And I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. I went to sleep behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
like I say, G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G- That's what you say. You say G money. Like I said, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G money. Like I said, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G money. You gotta love it, gotta love it. You gotta love it. Gotta love it. That's right. Pimp crazy. Playboy pretty. Like I say, you gotta love it. Gotta love it. That's right. Pimp crazy. Playboy pretty. Like I say, that's G money. He's pimp crazy. Playboy silly. You gotta love it. Gotta love it. Like I say, I'm doing a geek. Since the day I was born. G money. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. G money.
I'm G money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Like I say, G money. Like I say, G money. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school, and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school.
and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. And I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central L.A., where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central L.A., but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G-Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit, and I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100, so it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle. And I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth-building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Gregoryville, yeah, that's when you come off the 95 and you're going north and you go to get to Las Vegas Boulevard. That's the strip. And you go down the strip going northbound and you pass downtown. You pass Fremont. You pass Bonanza. You pass Washington. Then you pass Owens. And you're in North Las Vegas. And you keep going down until you pass Lake Mead. And then when you get to the corner of Cheyenne and Las Vegas Boulevard, right there at that corner, there's a shopping center. It has a Sly Fox pool hall, little bar. And it has a smoke shop, and next to the smoke shop, it's a beauty salon, and next to the beauty salon, it's a clothing store, and next to the clothing store, it's a grocery store. I think it's an Alpha Beta, and then next to the grocery store is a super pawn shop, and next to that on the corner is the Aaron Brothers Furniture Rental Store. Well, if you go behind the shopping center, there's an alley. And there's a brick wall that runs along the alley. And if you go over the brick wall or go to the hole in the wall, you come out on 100 yards of overgrown grass. That's right. 100 yards of overgrown grass. And then you go to the south end of the field, and they have the water that drain from the sewage in the street. It's a sewage canal that drains in that field, and they have 20-foot trees that have grown with a bunch of tall grass. They got 20-foot trees that have grown in this area. And then you go by the trees, and there's a fence with a swimming pool along the other side, and you go to the other side of the pool, and it's Walnut Recreation Center. That's Walnut Park. So you go inside Walnut, and you pass the counselor's office, and you go by the weight room, and you go to the computer lab, and if you come out to the front, you can pass the desk where you sign in to use the facilities. And behind there is a basketball gym, an indoor full-court basketball gym. And then you go on the other side of the desk, and it's a room with a giant big-screen TV in it. And then if you go past the big screen and you go to the rooms on the far end of the building, it's conference rooms. And you go down the hallway toward the back of the building, and you go by the bathrooms. And if you go into the men's bathroom, they have not only toilets and face bowls, but they got lockers. And in the lockers section, they have a shower. So if you come out that back door and you go down, you'll pass the park. And it has the swings and the merry-go-round and the jumbo gym and everything there for the kids, and they have a water faucet. And then they have a couple of cabanas where they have barbecue pits with picnic tables. And you go past there, and you come out on the south end of the desert. We call it the desert, but it's the south end of Gregoryville. And if you go around to the big trees, you go inside the trees, and there's a camping tent, a big green camping tent. And on the back side of the camping tent, it's a king-size mattress that's just sitting out among the trees. And if you go to the camping tent and go around to the other side of the camping tent, it's a patio. Well, I call it a patio. It has two fold-out sofas, and it has two reclining chairs in the patio, and it has a tarp over the top covering the trees so that the sun doesn't get in to the area that we call the patio. But inside that tent is a king-size mattress, and where you're standing, when you stand in front of that tent, you're standing in the center of Gregoryville. That's right. That's what we call it, Gregoryville. And that's where G-Money is. He invited his friends to come down, and that's where they hang out. And it was about six people that used to hang out there because it was in the middle of nowhere, and people didn't even know it was there. They could walk from the store, walk across the big grass, the 100 yards of tall grass, and they could go to the pool and cross the street and go to their apartments or go to the houses, but they wouldn't even know that camping tent was there. It was in the middle of all these overgrown trees, and that's what we call Gregoryville.
We'll be right back. To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Everybody came out, the alphas and the kappas and the Q's and the AKAs and the deltas and the zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother!
Step, 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 clap, 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 step, step.
paid off. Won't my paid off. Bob Haney's Sigma in the house. Bob Haney's Sigma in the house. We came, we conquered and we swooped. Woo! We came, we conquered and we swooped.
In the neighborhood, we had a white boy. His name was Billy, and Billy was the only child, and he lived with his mother and his grandmother, and they bought him every toy that was imaginable. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player, but he never saw his daddy. His daddy did never come and visit him or stay with him or anything. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times.
From San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me.
It's a candy.
And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Hi." And I said, "Hi." Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me. It says, "Oh, one girl waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls. And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "Nope. We're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? Those girls are calling."
It's a candy.
So he said, "Nope, they're not all girls." And I looked, and I said, "They all got dresses on." And he said, "That doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street."
It's a candy.
Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked, and I said, "What do you mean? They all got dresses on." He said, "Well, let's go over there and look."
It's a candy.
And he said, "Look at their neck." And I said, "Look at their neck. What do you mean?" And I looked, and they said, "The ones with the knot in their neck are not women."
It's a candy.
And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And I said, "But they got dresses on." And I said, "Oh, my God." And I was, like, checking them out.
It's a candy.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a candy.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
and girls would be waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dick, you know it's a man. But you might just stop. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. And I went in with a white girl. This girl has soul. Oh, she can dance her butt off. She danced better than a lot of black girls I know.
I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I love my mama, I love my daddy, even DJ Papa D. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers, even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Crazy Nat. I love my mama, I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I love all my brothers. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I'm G-Money. The Pimp Comic. I don't shower. I don't shave. I masturbate 3 times a day. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm so damn funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds of man. I can do it like that. I love my mama, I love my dad. I'm G-Money, I can take you there. I love my mama, I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's how it goes. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. I'm G-Money, now you know. I love my mama, I love my dad, I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I work the Vegas Strip. I'm telling jokes, and I'm writing songs, 'cause that's my gift. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm G Money, the Pimp Chump. If you don't know, now you know.
I'd like to tell you about the dog in my hood.
If you come to South Central LA, you go to 65 Place. And if you go down the block to the end of the street, there's a corner house with a dog on the beat. He's in the corner house. And if you walk by the fence, he's barking and growling and sticking his head out and trying to bite you when you walk by his yard, because he's a guard dog. And he's doing his job. He's a white shepherd, all white. And his name is Cola. And he's real nice. But don't get it wrong, because he's V-I-V-I-O-U-F. Yes, he's vicious. Oh, yes. He will fight. He got big teeth. And he growls and he barks real mean. And if you see him out on the street, you better run and go the other way, because he's a guard dog. And he's taking his place in charge of his corner. He's controlling the crowd, because he's a guard dog. And he barks out loud, he's a guard dog. And he's doing his job, because he's the controller on the corner. And letting you know that if you see him out, you better run and hide and go, because he's a guard dog. The dogs in my neighborhood are up to no good. The dogs in my neighborhood are guard dogs, and they're doing their job. They're guard dogs, and they deal with the mob. They're a guard dog, and yes, they bite. So get away and get out of sight, because they're dogs, and they're guard dogs. And you know what? If you see him out, you better cross the street and run the other way. Because this is guard dogs. And they just don't play. They are guard dogs. They are taking care of their neighborhood. And they are barking and making a lot of noise like they should, because they're guard dogs. And they let the neighbors know that they're in charge, and they take care of it. And so they are guard dogs, my neighborhood dogs. Guard dogs are the dogs in my hood, guard dogs. And they're up to no good. They are guard dogs, and they're doing their job. They are guard dogs, and they don't deal with the mob. They are guard dogs, doing their thing. They are guard dogs, and don't mean a thing, but they're violent. V-I-V-I-O-D-S. Yes, they're vicious. Hell yes, they're guard dogs in my neighborhood. They are taking control of the street. They are guard dogs. And if they get a chance, they will bite. So if you see them out, you cross the street and run the other way, because they're guard dogs. And they just don't play. They are guard dogs. The dogs in my hood, they're guard dogs, and they're up to no good.
So we jumped on a train, and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around, and my teacher was walking around, pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out to the museum, and then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit, I'm lost.
I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. It was founded in 1906. They wear black and gold. And then there's Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. It was founded in 1911. They wear crimson and cream. And then it's Omega Psi Phi fraternity. They founded in 1911. They wear purple and gold. Then we got Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. They were founded in 1914, and they wear royal blue and diamond white. Then there's Iota Phi Beta. They were founded in 1963, and they wear brown and gold. That's the end of the fraternity. Now for the sorority, for the women, Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. They were founded in 1908, and they wear pink and green. Then you got Delta Sigma Theta sorority. They were founded in 1913, and they wear red and white. And then you got Zeta Phi Zeta sorority. They wear royal blue and diamond white. And they found it in 1920. And then you got Sigma Gamma Rho. It was founded in 1922. And they wear golden blue. And I'm telling you about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. All hallelujah to the Divine Nine. They volunteered to work in the soup kitchen so they could feed low income, the homeless and the poor. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. They volunteered to work in the hospital with doctors and nurses and held the soldiers that were wounded in the war. World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. And I want to tell you about the group that volunteers to teach black kids in the South when it was illegal to teach black kids to read and write. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Then they hosted fundraisers and gave the money to the charities. gold they could give away. College scholarship to high school seniors. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about blacks that marched all over the world for civil rights. They complained about the white policemen killing black people in evil murders by George Floyd. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about marching on Million Man March, marching on Washington, D.C., where Farrakhan talked to the black men. He told them they need to take control of their house and their families. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about women working for civil rights, equal work for equal pay. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about crossing across the state and sinking in and white only restaurant. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about black marching on Selma Bridge for the right to black to vote. When John Lewis and Martin Luther King Jr. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about integration of sports, football, basketball, baseball, track, golf, tennis, and sports like that. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. I'm talking about black and gold, crimson and green, purple and gold, royal blue and diamond white, and black, brown and gold. Talking about the men, now the women of the Divine Nine. Pink and green, red and white, royal blue and diamond white, and golden blue. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. All hail to the Divine Nine. All hail to the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it's so, 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 so. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes?
In the neighborhood, we have more kids from Western to Cimarron and from 66th Street to Gage. And I had a group of guys. up together playing ball, going bowling, playing tennis, playing football, softball, baseball, and basketball, and running track. And on our street, we played what we call team tag, where we would divide the teams up into 10 people on each side, and we would have two bases. And the object of the game was to get from one home base to the other home base. And that's where all of the guys developed all of their moves, because we learned to fake and run and fake out the other players on the other team. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we call team tag. And we have some girls on the team that were really fast, like Kim Mitchell and Karen Mitchell, which was like my two sisters, and they were real fast. They could outrun most of the guys on our block. And then we had another girl named Val, and she was big, because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we call team tag. And then we had Warren, and he was real fast, and he had a lot of moves. He could stop and start at the drop of a hat. He would come up, as soon as you get ready to tag him, he would just freeze, and he would take off running. So he had real good moves. And then we had a guy that lived on the corner, Chuck. He was real fast, and he had stop-and-go moves, too. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we call team tag. We had a lot of kids that wanted to play with our game, but we always picked the best players to be on our team. We had a white boy, his name was Billy, but Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat, and he would run, but he was still fat, so he would get caught. We played that almost every day after school. Everybody would line up about 5 o'clock and we'd pick games. We would run around even in the dark. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we call team tag. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we call team tag. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we call team tag. Thank you.
I was hitting that weed and it was good. Early in the morning, rise and shine. Late at night, G-Money's a pimp. Two dead boys, yeah, got up to fight.
What the hell?
Back to back.
Watch yourself.
They faced each other.
And I'm butt neck.
They drew their swords.
What the fuck is going on?
And they shot each other.
What the hell?
The deaf policeman.
What? Are you serious?
Heard the noise.
Come on now.
And came and shot.
Oh, shit.
The two dead boys.
What the hell?
Now, if you don't believe
me,
this song is true.
Come on now.
Ask the blind man.
Now you know.
Cause he saw it too.
Come on now. This ain't like smoking weed.
You know, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her. Well, one day, I decided that I wanted us to go to the skating rink. And her mother said, yeah, all right, just don't have her out too late. And I said, no, we're going for the evening skate. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. And we went into the skate rink, and she could skate pretty good, but I was a real good skater. So I was getting on the floor, and I was skating backwards, and I was skating forwards, and I was speed skating, and I had fun skating with her, and it was really nice. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. So we would go every week, and I was getting real fancy on the skate, and she was getting pretty good. She could skate forward, and she could skate backwards a little bit. So when they changed the music and we were skating forward, then I was fancy skating. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I was crisscrossing my legs. I was doing fancy skates. And then when we crossed, skated backwards, I would just hold her hand, and we would skate real slow on the backwards skating routine, and it was real nice. I felt like I was in love. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I was real popular because there was a lot of girls at the skate rink that were liking the way I was skating, and they were telling me, you know, they were saying, hey, I want to skate with you when we skate doubles. And I was like, well, I got my girlfriend, time, my girl pulls up, go ahead, skate with him. You can skate doubles with him. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. And I was like, okay. And I'd get on the floor and skate double, but I was fancy skating. I was crisscrossing and skating backwards and turning and spinning around and stuff. And the girls were like, oh, you want to get out here and show out? I said, well, I can't skate real fast with my girlfriend, but you girls can skate. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. So I went back to my girlfriend, and she was like, you skate pretty good, G. And I said, yeah, baby, I know. You were watching me. I know you were. She was like, yeah, you skate real fancy. And I said, yeah, then I want to skate with you and hold your hand. And she said, well, that's nice. And I said, okay. And we had a good time at the skating rink on Rosecrans. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Fancy skating. I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all.